All right, Marty Lurie here with John Miller, Hall of Famer, opening day. My goodness, you look great. It's a special day.
Special day because it's a day to celebrate. The way we celebrate New Year's, because it's a day on the calendar, all those emotions actually exist for real for baseball fans on opening day, because the idea of resolving to do better this year, making changes for all the things that didn't work the previous year, and you get to start with a true clean slate. You hope to get all that on New Year's Eve and when it's midnight and whatnot, but a lot of it is just because it's a day in the calendar. Baseball really exists, and Giants fans are very excited because the moves they made in the offseason, they know they hit really well last year, and they really think that this club's going to be way better than last year and maybe win it all again.
You know, there is excitement in the ballpark, and I'm saying to myself, is it like a playoff game? No, it's not, because of what you just said. It's the beginning. It's the optimism.
You know, somebody asked me this morning, what's your favorite opening day memory? And I was like, And the things I remember are the seasons themselves, and not necessarily just the ones where they win, but there are a lot of different things to remember almost any season about. Opening day is more about the fact that it's opening day. It's the beginning. It's the celebration of here we go again. It's back, because baseball is good company. Whether the team is a good team or a not so good team, it's every day and it's always there. It's a chance to get away from all the stresses and strains of real life. You can watch a game, listen to a game, go to a game, whatever, and it's there anytime you decide you wanted to partake. So I think that's what opening day is all about, that celebration of this great companion being back for another 6-7 months to come.
Well said. I always say it's my unconditional friend. It's there whenever I need it. It's been there through college, reserves in the Army, law school, trials. It's always been there for me.
And that's really the nature of what baseball really is. You could talk about the game. There are good games and bad games. There are exciting games and games that are not exciting at all. And maybe you can say that about any sport. But the fact that baseball is just there when you need it, and it is good company. And I think some people who don't care for the game so much actually don't get that about the game. I remember Charlie Finley, who used to own a team and the best team in baseball at one time. He didn't get that it was just good company. So Charlie almost never even went to a game. So I think he knew how to put together a team, but I think the for him it was more about that he could get some headlines and he could take people out to dinner and put the game on the radio on the dinner table and call the scoreboard and say, if Cappy Campanaris gets on, I want you to start flashing go on the scoreboard. And then Cappy would get on and he'd tap his glass and he'd say, okay, everybody, listen. And then the people started shouting, go. And then he started laughing and says, I'm 2,000 miles away and I made 15,000 people shout, go! You know, and that's what he liked about it. But I think for the rest of us, it's just good company. It's a way to get away from everything else. And the beauty of it is, if your team wins, you're happy, maybe even ecstatic that they won a big game. If they lose, well, maybe you're sad a little bit, but it doesn't really affect your life in any way. You all of a sudden, you don't have debts you can't pay. Your stock portfolio didn't just fall apart. So it's the perfect companion in that way, because it doesn't have any impact on your real life.
Plus, you get another game the next day. That's the best part of it. I love that. And, John, the Dodgers opening series and the Giants have won World Series. Their rival, the Dodgers, are here for 4 games. It adds to the excitement because this is going to be a struggle. This is going to be a great race.
I think the Dodgers, and here they had 10 players on the disabled list, more than any other team. So their catcher's out of action right now. And yet you look at their lineup. The lineup looks great. I'm afraid about this Dodgers team because I think they got some young talent, including Yasiel Puig. We know how good he can be because he burst upon the scene in a huge way not so long ago. And then he's had physical problems, emotional problems, and who knows what all. But the fact is he could still end up being one of the best players in the game. And this young shortstop, Seager, he could end up being one of the best players in the game. And they already have some veterans who are pretty good besides that. So this is a team that I think could be way better than maybe a lot of Giants fans realize. But I think that itself makes it that much more fun because the Giants and Dodgers, it's already great because of the rivalry. But these are two of the best teams in the game right now going head-to-head. And these games, even at the first week of the season, these are big games, and they're all going to be big head-to-head.
John, nice to have you on the show, as always. You say it beautifully.
When you said about there's always another game the next day, that's true for the broadcasters as well. You know, maybe I wasn't that happy with how I did today, or I didn't handle a big moment just the way I wanted to. But I always have another one tomorrow. I don't have to wait a week like a football announcer or several days. Tomorrow I can do better. So and that's the great part for a broadcaster as well.
Or you could be like Vin Scully and be here for 65 years.
Vinny is a national treasure, and I'm already sad in advance that he said that this is his last year, but I'm still hoping that he'll feel so good at the end to just say, you know, another year, why not? You know, and everybody will cheer, and we'll all be happy again next year.
John, thank you so much.
All right, thanks.
That's the best. John Miller, Hall of Famer, KMBR 680, the sports leader.